The mystery of hidden Nazi gold was revived today in Britain, more than 50 years after the end of the Second World War. The British Foreign Office released a report admitting that only a small amount of the millions of dollars of that gold was accounted for and distributed following the war. The World Jewish Congress says its research shows that the gold that didn't get distributed is still sitting in Swiss banks. NPR's Philip Davis reports from London.
The Nazis looted Europe of more than $550 million in gold, nearly $7 billion at today's prices. Much of it was taken from the vaults of the national banks of countries conquered by the Nazis. But an undetermined amount came from individuals, many Jewish. Jack Kagan, a Jewish Holocaust survivor who now lives in England, recalls how the Nazis came to his village in western Russia. They shot a number of villagers, he said, as a prelude to their real goal.
Immediately, an order was given out that the Jews must bring over to the commandant of the town all the gold and silver.
According to documents released from the British archives today, to conceal the origins of the gold, the Nazis melted it all down into ingots. The ingots were stamped with false pre-war dates. That way, countries buying the gold could plausibly claim they weren't accepting tainted treasure. After the war, the Swiss denied at first having much gold at all, but the archives released today show that nearly all of the Nazis' gold was sent to Switzerland. The Swiss fiercely resisted turning the reserves over to the Allies, saying that there was no firm proof that it was stolen. The Americans wanted to slap sanctions against the Swiss to make them come around, but the report says the British were willing to deal. In the end, less than $60 million was turned over to the Allies. Greville Janner, a Jewish member of parliament who is also the president of the World Jewish Congress, has been pressing for the release of the documents, and he says the deal was shameful.
British officials turned a blind eye to the transactions because they were desperate not to upset neutral countries with whom we needed to trade during and after the war. Rivers of stolen gold flowed out of Nazi Germany, and the banks of that river are in Switzerland.
All the Nazi gold that was recovered went to reimburse the banks. None went to families who lost gold during the war. Janner says it's essential that further research be done so that individual families can be reimbursed.
Most of the people are dead. Of the individuals, these were money looted from people who were put into the gas chambers, possessions taken, gold extracted, and they're dead. But they've got families. There are survivors.
The Swiss authorities claim they don't have the gold now, but spokesman Jean-Philippe Tissier of the Foreign Ministry says they are willing to take another look.
The federal government is quite determined to shed the light on what happened and what were the role of our financial institutions during that period of time. The government planned to set up a commission of experts, and we are now preparing the legislation in order to facilitate the work of financial experts.
Next week, British Foreign Minister Malcolm Rifkin travels to Switzerland to speak on post-war relations. He says now that he will surely discuss the matter of the missing gold with his Swiss counterparts. I'm Philip Davis in London.